Outside the box. Taking no one for granted. Today's topic is unsung. I'm attracted to and impressed by those who don't blow their own horn, who don't seek the limelight, even when they deserve recognition and praise for what they do for our world. And there are the opposites, those who are blowhards and arrogant SOBs who get too much attention and deserve little or none. An example of an unsung hero or shiro? There are millions. People who do their job well every day and love it, or don't love it, but do it to support family or friends, or help a community to thrive. People who are easily satisfied and don't complain, or who are not satisfied and complain respectfully with passion and work for justice, peace, and a safe environment every day for themselves and others. People who put others ahead of themselves, such as Germans opposing Hitler, who paid for it with their lives, or those working for peace in the midst of war. Sometimes the unsung stick out because they refuse the temptation to be blowhards when they have the opportunity to do so. There's Bayard Rustin, BR, who did most of the behind-the-scenes work in organizing the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. If you want to learn more, watch a film about BR released last year titled simply Rustin. Ella Baker was another civil rights icon who got little recognition but had a huge impact on the movement in the 1960s. Baker worked for SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, supporting its freedom riders, voter registration organizers, and other SNCC activists around the South. Harry Belafonte, a noted singer, had a less publicized but crucial role as a financier and supporter of the 1960s civil rights movement. Harry stayed in the background of civil rights protests, but was indispensable in generously paying some of the bills. When it comes to donating money, Chuck Feeney successfully practiced donating his money without attention to the donor. Feeney gave away billions anonymously and gave up an extravagant lifestyle as well, living simply in later years and taking mass transit rather than limos around his San Francisco hometown. But most of the unsung are, and should be, those without wealth, power, or influence. Looking through a few lists of so-called unsung heroes online, there are many interesting ones. Without her knowledge, Henrietta Lacks donated living cells that are alive to this day. The cells have proven indispensable to medical research and have saved perhaps millions of lives. Tenzing Norgay was a Sherpa companion to many climbers who reached the top of Mount Everest. However, we rarely hear that name because Norgay was not a Westerner, but of Nepalian Indian origin. However, Norgay was, without doubt, the most accomplished mountain climber in the world. The courage of Mildred and Richard Loving, whose interracial marriage in 1958 in Virginia wound up as a Supreme Court case, are finally remembered in a film about them called The Loving Story. Finally, there's Dashrath Manji, who spent 22 years with just a hammer and chisel pounding out a path through a mountain from his village to the next so he and his villagers could travel more easily to other places in India. And blowhards? I'll only spend one sentence on them because they take up too much attention already. People like the former 45th U.S. president is one, and his lackey named Rudy, and noted liar George, recently expelled from Congress, or fashion trendsetters whose last name is Kardashian, or billionaires who keep most of the money, or many politicians, or anyone who thinks they're worth more than they really are. There. Done. How often are you unsung in what you do? How much does the need for personal and community recognition and appreciation influence you day to day? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to be low profile in all that I do.